We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health. Now here's your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. We know today is going to be an incredible show. We have some amazing testimonies that we're going to share about restoring health to people's bodies. We're going to have some awesome testimonies on how people who just got their life back. There's literally transformation that's occurred, and it's occurring in our clinic day in, day out. But also my mission for this show is to transform how you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease, and to really become counterculture. That's something that we have to really focus on when it comes to our health, is that we can't do what everyone else is doing in our country, in our culture, and expect to get different results. It's just that's called insanity, right? We can't do what everyone else is doing and expect different results. And if you look at the results right now in our country, I don't have to say this every show, but sometimes I feel like we just got to dig into this. And the reason that I feel that way is because it reminds me of how bad things are, right? Now, this is a Debbie Downer show, but let's take a few minutes to just like unpack this a little bit and realize where we currently are. And I think that just fortifies our beliefs, the truths, and the facts behind why we got to be doing different things, why we got to really put our health as our number one asset. Because in our country, we're not. We're in a culture that is now getting sicker and sicker. More people are tired. More people are medicated. Right now, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. 1 in 3 children are diagnosed with asthma, allergies, autism, or ADHD. 1 in 5 children have a sleeping disorder. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. And then literally 1 in 1 million people in America, 1 in 1 million people make it to age 60 without a chronic diagnosis and without a medication. And so we know right now that we are in dire need of transformation when it comes to our health. And we got to understand what health is. Most of us don't even really know what it is. And so I know that, you know, we've been on the air for now going on 7 years, and it's awesome to see people that are tuning in, calling us, texting us, emailing us, coming in as patients, asking for specific topics to be covered. And what I've realized is that there's such a dire need for more information. There's such a dire need for more action steps and for a how to and a why to get healthy. And so I just know that with this information, it is beyond like, oh, that was a good show. This information is my goal, my hope, my prayer for every single show is to transform generations, to not only have your health transform and you lived the God-given potential that you have, but also for your spouse and for your kids and for your great-grandkids. Like, it's just so important, because where things are headed, it's just not working. It's more drugs, more surgery isn't the answer. And a study that just came out, just last week, the cost of healthcare in America, it's unbelievable that we ranked, of course, we're spending the most amount of money on healthcare per person per year than anywhere else in the world. And so we're spending right now, this is 2018 numbers, we're spending $10,586 per capita expenses per year in America. Now, that may not sound like a lot, depending on your history with healthcare, but this is the highest it's ever been. And the second country, to us, is Germany, who's spending $5,986. So literally half of what we're spending is what they're spending. It's just unbelievable. And unfortunately, they're getting greater results, right? They're getting great results. So we're spending more money on healthcare. We're getting worse results than any other country that's on this list. And I think it's time we wake up and say, man, things, that's just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And it's not that the doctors and the surgeons and the nurses, it's not that they're broken. It's not that they want to actually help people, right? It's the system that's broken. It's a system that is for profit based off of sickness and based off of a chronic care. See, if we just focus on looking at the crisis care model, that is, we have one of the most efficient crisis care systems in the world. That means if you're having a heart attack, thank God. If you broke a bone, thank God we have our medical model, right? If you have to get some type of crazy surgery to save your life, like, thank God we have that here. But the problem is all that money is being, majority of that money is being spent on chronic care. So the medications for the rest of your life, the ongoing surgeries for the rest of your life, the injections, the crazy things that people are getting, having to get done just to merely make it through life, right? Just to merely just deal with life. And so I think as Americans, we got to step back and say, like, that's not going to be me. And we have to draw the line in the sand and say, listen, I'm going to take responsibility for my health. I'm going to do something drastically different, and I'm going to yield drastically different results. And so in order for us to do that, we got to understand what health is. Many people don't even know what health is. Health means your body has to be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. So what does that mean? The body has to be healing. The body has to be functioning. That's what health means. That's what health means. Now, does being healthy always mean it's going to feel good? Absolutely not. For instance, take fevers, right? So if you have a fever, it doesn't feel good, but it's actually helping your body. It's trying to kill off an infection that you may be having in your body. But it doesn't feel good. But what we do in our culture is we just take a Tylenol, don't we? We take a Tylenol to try to reduce our fever, and actually, in turn, it makes things way worse than they were before the medication, right? And so we got to be okay with the embrace getting uncomfortable if it makes us healthier, right? If we have allergies and we're draining because we're exposed to allergens, we shouldn't just stop that up and take a medication, because what that happens is it leads to sinus infections down the road. The body's trying to help you. It's trying to get the allergens out of the system. That's why you're draining, right? So support that. Get everything out, right? If you have food poisoning, no one says, well, I'm just going to keep everything in. No. You're going to go one way or the other way with it to try to get it out of your system to help you heal, to help you function. And so, listen, symptoms can be a blessing if we listen to them and we look for the cause of them. But what I see is there's three different routes to take when you have a symptom. One is you can do nothing about it, which we know is going to get worse. Two is you can take medication, which actually is worse than the first option, because now you think you're fine, but actually it's getting worse. And then three is you can actually figure out what's causing it. Now, why do we really focus on that? Because we realize if we get to the cause of the problem, that's when we get the body to heal and function 100%. Now, many people would say, well, I'm going to take all these supplements. I'm going to eat really clean. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do all these essential oils. I'm going to do all these things. And do I love all that? Absolutely. That's how I live my life. I detox. We're taking supplementation, essential oils, eating clean. But there's one system that's overlooked, because this one system is called the master control system of the body. It's considered to be the computer system of the body, and it is called our central nervous system. Everyone would agree with this, that your brain, your spinal cord, or your nervous system controls everything. That includes, it controls the healing process. It controls the function of your body, right? It does. It controls every single function of the body. And so we can't disregard that. We can't just ignore that, because at the end, the next step is, well, what protects the nervous system? What protects the spinal cord? And that is your spinal column. So your spine, the bones in your spine. And what happens is that if the spine is in proper position, the signals from the brain can travel down the spinal cord and out the nerves to go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. But if the spine is misaligned or potential damage from past trauma or use and abuse of the body for years, if the spine is misaligned, it puts pressure on the nervous system, causing the signals to not be able to get from the brain to the body at 100%, therefore causing the body to be in a state of dysfunction and dis-ease. And therefore, if we remove the interference of the spine on the nervous system, the body starts to heal the way it was intended to heal. This is why we are corrective care chiropractors, that if we take the interference off the nervous system, the body's going to do one thing. It's going to heal and function optimally. It's going to heal and function optimally. And one of those patients that has experienced that firsthand. I know there's a lot of patients listening right now. Many of you experienced this firsthand. The chiropractic literally saved my life. But with this patient, her name's Tina. Tina came in to the office and she had headaches nearly every single day. And she had low back pain to the point to where no matter what type of relief she did had done to her, so massage or PT, physical therapy, or icy hot or biofreeze or stretching, like the lower back pain just kept getting worse. So she came into the office. She was referred in by one of her colleagues, and Tina was a teacher. And her colleague was a patient of ours, and her colleague, coworker, said, "Tina, you have to go see these guys. They're awesome. You have to see if they can help you with your lower back pain and your headaches." And Tina goes to her. She goes, "Well, I've heard bad things about chiropractic. I didn't know really what they even do there." I go, "Listen." The colleague goes, "Listen, Tina, you got to see what's going on. They're going to see what's causing these problems, because at the end of the day, what you're currently doing isn't working." And she goes, "Yeah, you're right. I keep having to take medication. Nothing. I'm not getting relief anywhere. And now it's getting to the point where I'm having to miss work. I'm not able to even teach and bend down and talk and teach my kids." She teaches first grade. "And so now it's getting worse. And by the end of the day, I'm having a headache every single day." And so she came into the clinic. We did a full exam of her spine. Our biggest thing when we sit down with new patients is we want to see where they were, where they've been in their health in their life, where they currently are, and most importantly, where do they want to go? What are their goals? And then we do a full exam, posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and then we did a full set of x-rays. The reason why I did x-rays is because I don't want to guess. I want to test what the spine looks like to see where there's damage, where there's degeneration, and most importantly, how long it's been there and how we can fix it. How can we correct this? And so with Tina, we saw that there was damage in her lower back. There was scoliosis there, which is a curvature in the spine, putting pressure on the nerves. And then in her neck, she had lost the curvature in her neck from the side. She should have a 45-degree curve, and she had lost 90% of the curvature. This is what was causing the headaches, guys. This was causing everything. And so if she didn't come in, things would have kept getting worse and worse and worse like they had over the years. But it's a blessing to say that Tina's been under care in our office for 2 months now, and her headaches are completely gone, and her low back pain is 90% better. Tina has not had to take medication for her headaches since she's been under care. Her low back pain has not needed to have icy hot on it. She has not needed to even ice her lower back, and Tina is a new person. She said, "Dr. Nick, I'll be honest with you. When I first came in here, I thought I was going to have to keep missing work. I thought it was just going downhill for me. Now I'm able to be a teacher again." She goes, "I have my life back." And with Tina, it all started with her listening to her coworker and coming into our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening to the show and you're like, "I have headaches," or "I have low back pain, and I want to see if you can help me, and I don't want to have to rely on drugs and surgery anymore," then obviously you're listening to the show for a reason. Normally to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $40. So you save $100 by calling right now to schedule a new patient appointment. When you call, my team will answer the phone. They'll schedule you and they'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100, 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host. And, you know, I've been doing the radio now for upwards of 7 years, and I got to be honest with you, I have the most fun with it now. And the reason is because with the culture recognizing and waking up to the failing healthcare model, it is a breath of fresh air. Because, you know, I've been in practice now for 11 years, and to see people just transformed. Their view of current, the healthcare model, has been transforming in the time I've opened my practice. People are more aware of what not to do. They're more aware of what doesn't really make sense anymore. And so last segment, I really just broke down some of the things that are happening in our culture that we got to wake up and, you know, smell the coffee, right? So, you know, last segment we talked about how America, this numbers that just came in last week, that the U.S. is spending the most amount of money on healthcare compared to any other country in the world, and we're getting some of the worst results, right? We're literally the bottom of the barrel when it comes to our results, and it doesn't even make sense. We're spending over $10,000 per person per year on sick care, on crisis care, and much of that money is spent on chronic care, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, autism, right? I mean, these things that are chronic in nature, all this money's going to, right? And so we got to step back and say, listen, if we're spending that much money on sick care and crisis care and medical model, we better be yielding better results. And unfortunately, we're not. See, the second country to us that's spending the most amount of money on healthcare, once again, we're spending over $10,000 per year, per person on healthcare in America. Germany is spending $5,000 per year per person on healthcare. Half of what we're spending. Half. That's the second country, right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense, guys. And so, listen, obviously getting sick, being sick, there's money in being sick, right? The number one reason for bankruptcy in America is sickness, sick debt, right? That's what it is. It's not a car. It's not a house. It's not too many, you know, cell phones. It's not going to the mall. It's for sickness. That's the number one reason for bankruptcy in America. It's crazy. And so we got to step back and say, listen, monetarily, it doesn't make sense to be sick. But many people wait till they're sick to do anything about it. And my hope and prayer for listeners that are, maybe you've listened to my show day in, day or week in, week out. Maybe you are just driving and you randomly heard me yelling at you and you said, what is this guy yelling about? It's your first time hearing the show. My hope and prayer that for the listeners that are out there is that we take responsibility for our current health outcomes of what we've done and what we haven't done to our body for years. And we decide, we put a line in the sand and say, listen, I'm not going to do what the typical American is going to do when it comes to their health. I'm going to take responsibility for my health and invest my time, energy, and finances into being healthy. Not just to being not sick, but actually to being healthy and being well. And so what do I always say on the show is we have to become counterculture. We got to be different, drastically different what other people are doing. We just, to get better results, we just got to do something different, right? And so, you know, this doesn't start just people in their 60s. This is something that we have to do with our kids and our grandkids. It's just we got to really step back and say, listen, currently as a culture, things aren't looking good. They're just not looking good. And so my hope and prayer this show is that not only does it give you hope, but it gives you action steps to come to the clinic, to check us out online, figure out what you can do today that's going to impact your health for tomorrow. And there's such a dire need for this, guys. This is kind of like one of my big announcements is that over the last few months, I've been working on authoring two books currently. And the reason why I'm doing this is because, you know, with all the things I do on the radio, with all the things we do at local churches, at local businesses, even into my clinic, is that there's so much content. But what I've realized is that we got to connect the content with the context, and therefore that people can have something in their hands, a tangible item in their hands they can read, go to. Not only is it going to be the how-to on how to get healthy and well without drugs or surgery, but more importantly, it's the why-to and how this is going to be one of those things that you're going to want to implement into your life day in, day out. The information we share in the show is going to be in a print form, which is going to be awesome, right? So make sure you stay tuned for that. It's going to be first quarter of 2020. Where those are completed. But, you know, I love it when the media or the research comes out and backs what we've been saying for years. One of the things that came out this past week that really, of course, just, you know, fortifies what we've always known is the gut-brain connection, right? The gut-brain connection to where literally there's hormones in the gut that affect your brain chemistry, and there's hormones in the brain that affect your brain chemistry in your brain, hormones in your brain that affect your gut health. And so this is interesting. Research, medical research came out saying this past week that antidepressants actually destroy your gut bacteria. Think about that. So let's say we're depressed or anxious and we're taking antidepressants. Don't get me wrong, there's a time and place for that, but we have to understand the side effects or the direct effects of this. If you're taking antidepressants, or what this research shows at least, that if you're taking antidepressants, it actually destroys your gut bacteria. Think about that. But wait, isn't it true to think that brain chemistry can actually affect the gut, right? And then the gut health can affect the brain chemistry? So think about this. Let's say you are truly depressed. You're taking antidepressants. It destroys your gut bacteria. And then maybe you try to get off the medications. Maybe you try to get off the antidepressants. What's going to be harder to do is it's going to be hard to get off the medications because your gut bacteria is now affected. Therefore, you're going to have the gut-brain connection, right? You guys follow me here. So we got to make sure that the gut is healthy. We got to make sure our brain is healthy. And many times people say, well, my gut is separate from my brain. No. The medical model says that it's not. It's directly correlated, right? That if you affect the brain chemistry with medication, it directly impacts the gut bacteria. So gut-brain connection is a real thing. We did a workshop on this late last year, and it was incredible. It was incredible. That workshop, I think, has changed so many lives in our clinic. And so realize that there is a gut-brain connection. That this is why, like, even as a kid, if you're nervous about public speaking, you get the butterflies, right? Or, you know, if you are nervous about your first day of school or a test, like, it's hard for you to eat. Maybe you have the butterflies again, right? There's that gut-brain connection, right? So the anxiousness leads to gut issues, depression leads to gut issues, and vice versa. So if you don't have any brain chemistry issues, if you're not anxious or you're depressed, if you eat poorly or if you don't have a good functioning gut health, what will happen is it can affect your brain chemistry then. And so just realize there's that direct correlation there. And if we recognize that, then we can actually do something about it, which is great. You know, last segment we talked about the one system that controls all of healing in the body. That is your central nervous system. And so what I will tell you is that your spine must be healthy to be well. It's not a, it should be healthy. It must be healthy. It is absolutely vital to your health. And the only thing that controls the healing process of your body is your nervous system. And then one thing that interferes with the healing process of your body or healing process or the one thing that interferes with the nervous system is your spine. Your spine can be damaged from traumas, falls, whatever it is. And that damage puts pressure on the nerves, therefore causing dysfunction in the body, dis-ease. All right, so we want you to be able to heal and function optimally, get your body to do what it's supposed to do. And so that's why I'm a corrective care chiropractor, and why we do what we do in our clinic is because at the end of the day, when we take pressure off those nerves, a healing power is unleashed in people's bodies, right? And so how do we know that to be true? Because we see it every day. Last segment we shared how Tina had headaches for years, and they kept getting worse. She had low back pain that had kept getting worse, and she was a teacher, and she couldn't teach anymore. She was having to miss school, miss her work because she was getting such bad headaches, and her back pain kept getting worse and worse and worse. And she'd been to all the best doctors in the area. She'd been on multiple medications. She goes, listen, I don't want to let things keep getting worse. And so now, after 8 weeks of care in our clinic, her low back pain is 90% better. Her headaches are completely gone. She hasn't taken one medication since she's been in our clinic. And now she's able to teach again. She says, I have my life back. I'm not having to worry about calling in sick to work again for headaches. And when I think about that, I just think about a transformation, right? It's a transformation in someone's life. And so we know that if we look at our current state of health and we look and see what we're currently investing into that, what are we allocating to being well, not to just not being sick, to actually being well and understanding that it is an asset. Being healthy is an asset. But I will tell you that it's uncomfortable to be healthy. Sometimes it's inconvenient to be healthy. And sometimes you got to invest in your health, right? I should say all the time you got to invest in your health. And so I think as a culture, if we start to wrap our head around what we have the luxury of doing, which is investing in our health, then I think we'll yield better results. Because at the end of the day, either health, getting healthy and being sick are both inconvenience sometimes. They're both uncomfortable sometimes, and they both cost time, money, and energy sometimes, right? And so we know that either you're going to spend that on being well, or you're going to spend it on just being sick and in a crisis state. And I'll tell you what's more fun. It's way more fun to spend it on being healthy and being proactive and taking responsibility for your health. That's where we want our listeners to be. That's exactly where we want them to be. And one of those patients that we've seen come into the clinic, now he's been a patient now for a couple of years. His name's Les. And Les came into the clinic and he goes, "Dr. Nick, my son referred me to your office, and it's getting to the point where I can't do any yard work in my yard. I'm having to hire people out to do my yard." And I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "Well, I have this horrible sciatica. It started with low back pain that I've had for 15 years, but now the sciatica is really slowing me down. Slowing me down to the point to where my whole left foot's numb. I can barely get out of bed in the morning." And he said, "If I don't do anything about this now, I know the future for me." And I go, "What is that?" He goes, I'm gonna have to get surgery. And so what I will tell you is that Les had a surgery scheduled, and he came into our office first to see if there's anything we do to help so we can avoid surgery. And the first thing we did with him is we saw, like, what does his spine look like? We had to see what his spine looks like on the x-rays, what's going on with his posture, what type of traumas has he had. And from the side and the lower back, there should be a 45-degree curve, and Les had a 0-degree curve in his lower back from the side. He had literally lost 100% of the curve in his lower back. There was bone spurs putting pressure on the joints, and there's no way his body was healing. We saw that. We saw that the nerves were being compressed based off what the structure looked like, going straight down his legs. We knew that he had to get help. We started to take pressure off the nervous system. We started to correct his lower back by getting a curvature back in his spine. And wouldn't you know it, 6 weeks later, Les canceled his surgery. His sciatica improved by 50%. His low back pain had improved by 70%. He was no longer taking anti-inflammatories. He was able to get out of bed in the morning. He was able to walk. And then one thing that he really wanted to do is he wanted to do yard work. Now, I don't know why anyone wants to do yard work, but he wanted to do yard work. And he was able to do that. So he canceled his surgery. Fast forward now. Everything is doing incredible. He does not have sciatica anymore, no low back pain, no disc issues, never had to get surgery, never had to get injections again, and he's able to do what he wants to do. Not only is he happy with his results, but his son's happy with his results. He can be his dad, right? He can be present for his son. He can be present for his wife. He's not relying on anti-inflammatories and whiskey to take the pain away, but he's a new man. And it all started with him coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester, McKnight, and Rock Hill. If you're listening right now and you say, "I need to see if you can help me with my sciatica or lower back pain," normally to come into the clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call now, my team will answer the phone. They'll schedule you, and they'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment to see if we can help you is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, serving you locally and bringing the truth about health and healing through our clinic. Over the airways, and also with what we're doing in the community week in, week out. I mean, we get super involved with awesome causes in our community, speaking at local churches, speaking at local businesses 1 to 2 times per week, getting involved with health fairs and 5Ks and schools. And it's just been amazing to see the welcoming of people wanting to be well. And once people know our heart behind why we do what we do, maybe people think like, "Oh, we're just out there marketing." No. Because what happens is this: if we reach the unreached with the information that we have, lives can transform. A good example of that is we have a patient, his name is Ezekiel, he's 2 years old. And his mom, okay, this is over 2 years ago, his mom, when she was pregnant with Ezekiel, was at her workplace. And we went out there for a corporate wellness lunch and learn, and she was in the audience. And I actually remember her face, and I remember where she was and with her health. And she asked for our card. She goes, I think I need you guys. I don't know if it's now or eventually, but I feel like I need to grab your card. I go, okay, great, grab our card. I didn't think anything of it. Over two years later, she comes into the clinic with her son Ezekiel. Her son Ezekiel isn't eating because he doesn't like certain textures. He isn't digesting food properly. He's unhappy. He's full of anger. He's been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And she says, do you think you can help me? And so we check Ezekiel. We see exactly what's going on in his spine. He had birth trauma and toxicity overload as a young baby. And he once was talking and making noises, and now he was not fully mute, but he had lost a lot of words. So he started to adjust Ezekiel. Mind you, this all came from a lunch and learn that we did at a corporate wellness event over 2 years ago, okay? So we start to adjust his spine. We see exactly what's going on. We start to take pressure off the nerve system. We start to detox his body. And now the doctors have taken him off 75% of the insulin that he was on. You guys, this is type 1 diabetes. The doctors took him off 75% of the insulin he was on. He's able to eat again. He's happy. And he's getting healthier and healthier every single day. And you know where that all started? Me going to someone's workplace, bringing healthy lunch, reaching the unreached. And now 2 years later, unfortunately, it's, 2 years. We should have been there from the get-go. But 2 years later, Ezekiel's in my clinic because we all went to a lunch and we did a lunch and learn there. And so when we do lunch and learns and winning my race programs and church health makeovers and donating wobble cushions and flexible seating programs to local schools here, why do we do that? It's because we know people need help. People need help. People need to know the truth about health and healing. They need to know that the best physician is already inside of them. If we take pressure off the nervous system with specific chiropractic care, the body's going to heal itself. And when we start to add in lifestyle things that we teach, which is nutrition, exercise, detoxing, mindset, when we start to add that in, it's a whole nother ballgame, right? And so if we take pressure off the nervous system, the body will heal. If we take pressure off the nervous system, the body will heal. And we are expectant of that. We are expecting that. Earlier in the show, we talked about how Tina, who suffered with headaches every single day, was a teacher, couldn't teach anymore. She was having to miss school because of the headaches were so bad. Well, now she's under care in our clinic. Her headaches are completely gone. She hasn't taken one medication for her headaches since she's been under care. And now she's teaching again. She says, Dr. Nick, I have my life back. We talked about Les, who was literally scheduled for surgery of his disc in his lower back because he had such horrible sciatica. Well, 6 weeks under care, he was able to cancel his surgery. And now, of course, he has no more low back pain, no more sciatica. And for him, his biggest goal was he wanted to be a better dad, a more present husband, and throw this in there for the mix. He wanted to be able to do yard work without pain. As I said last segment, I don't enjoy yard work. I don't know why anybody wants to do yard work, but he wanted to do yard work, right? He wanted to do yard work. And so it's just, guys, I just want to remind you why we do what we do. Is because I know people need to hear the truth about health and healing. They want the hope. They want to know that their body can heal, which, by the way, mind you, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body is designed to heal. It desires to heal. And if we take the interference out of this body, if we take the interference out of the nervous system in our lifestyle, then the body will do exactly what it's designed to do, which is heal itself. It will heal. And science proves it. Science shows that. But if we start to throw in medications, surgeries, unnecessary surgeries, injections, crazy stuff like that prematurely, that's the key word, prematurely, which many of us do, what happens is that we'll actually never experience true health and healing. So 1 in 3 children in America are either diagnosed with asthma, allergies, autism, or ADHD. And unfortunately, many of these children are prescribed a chronic medication. They're prescribed a chronic medication. To me, that's not okay. To me, that's not okay. We make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. And I think we got to step back and say, listen, where am I when it comes to my health? Where's my child at when it comes to their health? And most importantly, how do we get it to trance? How do we get our health to transform? How do we get to be well without drugs or surgery? We have a shirt that says, no drugs, no surgery, only health. chiropractic changes lives. And if you don't believe it does, you've never experienced it. Chiropractic will change your life. It is transformative. It's transformative. And I know that because I see it every day with our patients. We see thousands of patients per week. And I see people transform right in front of my eyes. Whether it's a baby or a 90-year-old person, they're going to transform. They're going to transform. If we take pressure off the nervous system, the body heals. So we expect miracles. We expect transformation. And we expect to be counterculture. We want to be separate from everybody else. We want to be doing opposite of what most people are doing in our culture to yield better results. If we do the opposite, we're going to get better results. And currently, it's just not working. We spend more money on healthcare than anywhere else in the world. I shared some stats earlier in the show that in 2018, the U.S. Americans spent over $10,000 per person per year on healthcare. And the second most expensive country when it comes to healthcare was Germany. They were spending $5,000 per year per person on healthcare. And so we're spending double of what other people are spending, more than double, I should say. And what's happening is we're actually getting poor results. We're actually getting worse results. To me, that's not cool. And so we got to do something different about that. And so one of those patients that has done something different for her and her entire family, her name is Nora. Nora came to the clinic. We absolutely love her. She came to the clinic from a lunch and learn, actually, a corporate wellness lunch and learn. And she had heard us on the radio a few times, but never really knew what we're all about. And she came in and she goes, "Dr. Nick, I'm 35 years old. I have neck pain that just won't go away. I try ibuprofen, I try Aleve, but now what's happening is my neck pain is keeping me awake at night. I don't have energy to serve my family." She has four kids. "I don't have energy to serve my family, and I can't even exercise. So like I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to do a lot of things right, but I still have neck pain. The neck pain is actually getting worse." And I explained to her, I go, "Listen, you can do one of three things, Nora. You can do nothing about it. And what's going to happen?" She goes, "Well, I've been doing that and it keeps getting worse." I go, "Yeah, it's going to get worse." "Two, you can medicate for it." She goes, "I've been doing that too." And I go, "How's that working?" And she goes, "Well, it works for a day, but then it keeps coming back." And three, "You can figure out what's causing it." She goes, "That's why I'm here. I want to figure out what's causing it." So we did a full exam of her spine. We did a full set of x-rays because x-rays don't lie. We want to see exactly what the damage is and what was causing her neck pain. And from the side, you should have a 45-degree curve of the neck. It should be in the shape of a C or a banana. And hers was at 0 degrees. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck from past sporting injuries, from traumas, from sitting at a desk all day. And she goes, "Listen, my neck pain keeps getting worse." She goes, "But now for the first time in my life, I have answers. I have an answer based on this x-ray that if we get this corrected, then my neck pain will go away. Is that correct?" I go, "Absolutely." And she goes, "Is it because it's going to get my body to function better?" I go, "Yes, because a healthy structure leads to a healthy function, leads to a healthy feeling body." And so we started to adjust her spine. We started to correct her spine. And what's incredible is this is, was it easy for Nora to come into our office as frequent as she needed to? No. Was it hard being, you know, head of HR of a business and having four kids? Was it hard? Challenging? Yes. Right? Was it worth it though? 100%. Within 8 weeks, Nora's neck pain had diminished by 80%. She was no longer relying on Excedrin and Tylenol to get her through the day. And she goes, "I even started going back to the gym." She goes, "I haven't worked out in years because my neck pain was so bad." She goes, "I feel like I have hope and I have my life back." And so now Nora's neck pain is completely gone. Her energy is better. She's sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night. And she's able to do the things she wants to do without restriction. And that's why we do what we do, guys, because I see transformation in her. I see transformation in many of you listening. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you want to see if we can help you with neck pain, normally to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just have to call in. So when you call in right now, my team will answer the phone. They'll schedule you. And they'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So the number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. We will be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. For all of our awesome listeners out there that tune in, week out, I absolutely love you guys. I know you're connected because I'm seeing the text messages, I'm seeing the calls. I'm seeing people getting plugged into what we're doing in our clinic. Our website for our clinic is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. We have so many great complimentary resources on there of ways to get plugged into our events, recipes that are complimentary, and just get you guys to know more about who we are. I mean, that's, you know, we're on the internet, social media, we're on the web, of course. It's for our current people or people that who know we're all about to get plugged in. It's a resource for you. It's not a resource for people that don't really know who we are, but to get to know us and to know what we're all about and why we care so much about serving the masses. You know, our goal is to reach the unreached, and we're gonna do that. And I'm gonna die doing that, because at the end of the day, that's why I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning because right now I know there's a child who's about to get a surgery done, who maybe, just maybe, we could prevent it. I know that there's a mom who's suffering with depression on multiple medications right now, and she doesn't know if she wants to live anymore. She doesn't know that her health could be better. I know there's a dad who's on high blood pressure, cholesterol medication, testosterone is decreasing. He suffers with his lower back pain every day. He doesn't know if he can go to work to provide for his family. I know there's someone right now who's being diagnosed with cancer that if they knew any different, if they knew to take care of their body before they even had the diagnosis, things would be different. See, I know there's babies being born right now who are being put on acid reflux medication. I know there's moms being told that it's just their child. And the fact that they have autism, we don't really have an answer, but it's just their child. I know there's kids out there who are suffering with asthma, allergies, chronic ear infections. I know that there's people out there who are being told that surgery and drugs are the only way. And to me, it's not okay. To me, it's not okay. So I wake up every morning with the burden of trying to teach people to take responsibility for where they are when it comes to their health, whether it's good or bad. Taking responsibility, right? Understanding that where you are today is taking time to get there, and it takes time to change. It takes time to transform. Transformation is why I exist. That is my calling, and that is my big why. Of course, that transfers down and trickles down to me being the best husband and dad in the world. But I want to set an example for my family to say, listen, we're going to live our life this way. We're going to be as healthy as possible, because I don't want to rely on drugs or surgery for myself or for you to just merely make it through life. Because at the end of the day, guys, what I've realized is this, seeing so many patients over the almost 11 years in practice, seeing so many patients in this time, what I've realized is that many people are just merely, they're just surviving life. They're just surviving. Like, there's no level of abundance of health and healing. There's a struggle. They aren't taught to take responsibility for their health. And so my hope and prayer for the listeners of this show and for all my patients is that we don't strive to merely survive, but we have to thrive in life. We have to start seeking a level of abundance when it comes to health and healing, that we're going to actually want to thrive in life. I don't think there should be a problem with that. I think we got to wrap our head around that it's okay to deserve more with our health. But in order for us to do that, we got to apply the five essentials. These are five essentials when it comes to your health. Number one is our mindset. What is your mindset like? Are you negative all the time? Who do you surround yourself with? Do you watch the news every day? Like, what is your mindset? Do you believe that you're broken? Do you believe that you're pieced together? Do you believe that there's no hope for you? What is your mindset? Number two is what does your spine look like? You can't guess what the health of your spine. We have to know, and the best way to know is with x-rays that we do in our clinic. You have to know exactly what's happening in your spine. We can no longer guess with that. Number three is we have to eat clean. We have to nourish ourselves. We got to nourish our tissues with the proper food and the proper drink. We're not looking for perfection, but we do want progress, right? We do want to move in the right direction. And so at the end of the day, we can't say, well, everything in moderation. No, that doesn't work, right? Because everything in moderation every day is no longer moderation. I'll say it again. Everything in moderation every day is no longer moderation, okay? All right, so we got to wrap our head around that. that nutrition matters, that there's no gray area. We're either moving in the right direction or we're moving in the wrong direction, and be okay with that. Okay, be okay with that. Number four is we got to move our joints. I know this sounds elementary, but we got to move our joints. We got to get our heart rate up. We got to get our lungs breathing. We got to get things moving. And at the end of the day, we got to sweat every day. I mean, that's kind of a rule of thumb that I have for myself, and that I try to instill in many of my patients, that we got to sweat every single day. And number five is we have to minimize chemicals. There's so many chemicals that are around us on our skin and our environment that we're being exposed to that we don't even know how to combat or avoid. And so, listen, I think I want to make sure that you guys hear me loud and clear that there's never an arrival point when it comes to health. I'm not perfect. My family's not perfect. My staff, my team isn't perfect. But as we strive to move in the right direction, our good decisions and good choices with our health, whether it's our spine, whether it's our nutrition, whether it's our supplementation, our detox, our good choices are going to trump our bad choices, right? It will trump our good choices are going to mount up so heavy that it's going to trump the poor choices that we've made in the past or currently are making. And so I just want to let you know, we're not looking for perfection, but we do want progress. We do want progress. And I think that you deserve that. I think that you were designed for that. And I think that once we wrap our head around the fact that it's going to take work, it's going to take work. But man, every single step in the right direction is so worth it. And a reminder is, if you drive by the hospitals and see the people in the, see all the cars in the parking lot, if you drive by urgent care and you see everyone in the parking lot, if you see people at Walgreens and CVS just lined up to get medications, a part of you should just, your heart should break for them. Because it does for me, right? I can't stand going to Walgreens, not because I hate Walgreens. It's just I don't want to see sick and ill people lining up for medications. I just don't want that. It breaks my heart. There's an urgent care literally across the parking lot by our office, and the doctors there, the nurses there, they're awesome. But literally, there's at least 5 to 7 cars there constantly of sick people. I mean, the people that they see a ton of people there. And the thing that breaks my heart the most is when I see a dad or a mom carrying their sick baby and their sick child into the urgent care. And I just know that if we had them in our clinic, if we had them doing what we're doing, once again, nothing's perfect, but if we had them doing what we're doing and how I'm raising my kids, the chances of them running their kid to the urgent care is going to be nearly non-existent. And so that's why my heart breaks for people who don't know the truth when it comes to health and healing. My heart is rejoicing when I see my patients living out their potential. When I see a 62-year-old woman get off her asthma and allergy medications after 50 years of being on it. I'll say that again. When a 62-year-old woman gets off her allergy and asthma medications after 50 years of being on it. When I see a woman throw away her cane and her walker. When I see a man being excited about getting off medications, right? When I see a 60-year-old man get rid of his high cholesterol, when I see a teenage boy who's excited about getting off his ADHD medications, that's why we do what we do. That's why we do what we do. Because at the end of the day, that's what people deserve, to know the truth about health and healing and not to be told that they're broken, that they're pieced together, but to wrap your head around the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you were bought at a price, that your body heals supernaturally. Science proves it. Your body heals supernaturally without you having to will it. The body's wanting to heal for you. See, the best physician in the world is already inside of you. It is your central nervous system. It is every single cellular function of your body. And it's working for you. It's never working against you. It's never working against you. And so I know with what we do in our clinic, is new for a lot of people because they've never experienced it. They never heard that chiropractic is for way more than pain. Right, way more than pain. It's for function. It's for healing. It's for the immune system. It's for hormones. It's for digestion. It's for, you know, your thyroid function. It's for sleeping patterns. It's for, you name it, chiropractic's gonna help with it, depending on if the spine is damaged in that area. So when people come in, they've never heard this before. And so one of those patients that came in, she came from a church that we had spoken at. Her name is Janet, and Janet came in and she goes, "Well, I have low back pain. I had surgery on it last year, but things keep getting worse. And I have knee pain." She's in her early 40s. She goes, I can barely even walk up a hill without my knee pain being debilitating. She said also what's happening is that I'm realizing that my digestion is actually getting worse. I always thought it was kind of an issue, she said, but no, it keeps getting worse. I'm having more and more constipation and IBS, so every day is a different day. I never know what to expect. And I told Janet, I go, listen, we have to see what your lower back looks like, because the nerves that come out of the lower back, they branch off and go to the digestive system. They also branch off and go to the reproductive organs. And we got to see exactly what's going on. And so we did a full exam of Janet. We talked about her health history. We talked about her current state of health and really her health goals. Then we checked out her posture and her range of motion. And then we did a nervous system scan. And then we did a full set of x-rays. And the x-rays were very telling. We saw that her right hip was high by nearly 2 inches, and that from the side in the lower back, you should have a 45-degree curvature, and her curve was at 10 degrees. She'd nearly lost 90% of the curvatures in her lower back, which was putting pressure on the disc spaces, and we knew that if we took pressure off the disc spaces and got the curvature in the lower back moving in the right direction and brought down her hips to balance them out, we knew that her knee pain would be gone, and her low back pain would start to go away. And with Janet, we knew that there was hope because she was dedicated. She was committed to getting well. She knew she wanted to walk and exercise again. And we started to adjust Janet. We started to get pressure off the nerve system, started to correct her spine. And what's awesome with Janet is that within 45 days, she was walking and she was even running up hills. Her knee pain was gone. Her lower back pain was 90% better. And Janet hasn't been restricted since she's been a patient in our clinic. She's living her dream. She's doing awesome. And now she signed up to do a 10K. And so when I hear about someone like Janet getting her life back, I know it all started with her coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. If you're listening now and you say, man, I have a low back pain, I want to see if you can help me. I don't want drugs. I don't want surgery. I got to see if you can help me. Normally, to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call now, it's only $40 for the new patient appointment. That does include x-rays, which is incredible. So the catch is you just got to call. So when you pick up the phone right now, you call in, my team will answer the phone. They'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Hope you have a great week, and God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.